chief usher of the White House is, I defined it over the years as like the general manager of a major hotel. It's a very large building. When the building was built and cornerstone laid, it was probably the largest house, if not the very largest house, for over 50 years in the United States. And the cornerstone was laid in 1792. The house was first moved into in 1800 by John Adams, the second president, although George Washington, who never saw the house finished because he died before the house was finished and occupied, he was a surveyor in his own right, and he surveyed some of the land that the White House was on and actually reset the foundations, moved them a little further west than what the original surveyor had put the land position of the White House in. But the chief usher is responsible for all the activities that take place in the executive residence, the White House. Try and use the executive residence instead of the White House, because people see the White House as being just the West Wing. It's the political arm that people think about when they hear White House. Frequently hear on the news, the White House said today, and everybody thinks of the West Wing, the political arm. The residence was actually the first building. The West Wing was built in 1902, and the West Wing followed during the Second World War, 1940s. But the chief usher has a staff of about 93 people, responsible, as I said, for all the activities that take place in the executive residence. That's everything from the family's personal life, which is first and foremost in the chief usher's mind, to the state dinners that everybody gets to see on television from time to time, all the activities that take place on the grounds. There is a National Park Service staff that actually is responsible for the grounds, because the White House sits on reservation number one in the Park Service system. But the chief usher actually supervises that staff. And as I said, a staff of 93 and responsible for the maintenance of the house, food and beverage service, setting up each day for the tours that take place Tuesday through Saturday. And as you said, it's a unique position. There's nothing else like it in the world. And from every day is a new day. The chief usher's responsibilities are to the first family. And actually, I always said that my employer was the President and the First Lady of the United States. And that's who I answered to. It was my responsibilities. I was lucky enough to be there. I started off with the United States Secret Service in 1970. I was a uniformed division officer. Those are the guys that stand at the gate and are the first contact with the public when people are coming to visit the White House. And in 1976, a position came available in the usher's office, and I had, through my first 5 years of working there, gotten to know the people in the residence, and I was intrigued by the activities of the residence and the chief usher. And as an assistant usher, I was hired and started my position there in the usher's office in 1976, in the bicentennial year for President Ford. And I ended up becoming the chief usher when the former chief usher, Rex Scouten, who hired me, retired in 1986. President Reagan, Mrs. Reagan, appointed me as the chief usher, and I was chief usher from 86 until 2007.
You dealt on a regular basis, no doubt, with the First Lady, with the president's wife.
That was the principal contact that I had, yes.
Now, in your budget planning, I would expect probably a good bit of it was for those big state dinners.
Well, actually, it was for the maintenance of the house, first and foremost. The actual state dinners are referred to as a reimbursable activity. Actually, the State Department paid for the state dinners.
And because you were dealing with the President of the United States, I would think that yours might have been a round-the-clock job at times.
It was. It was 24 hours a day. I was on call, and as I said, my bosses were the President and the First Lady, and I was responsible to them for the activities that took place. And the White House really is the home of the president and his family. So the White House changes according to each administration. It's the responsibility, obviously, of the staff to change to the president for the 4 years or the 8 years that the president's there. It's their home, and the staff's responsibility is to make it a home, not just a house.
37 years in the White House, you must have some fond memories, and I know you are the soul of discretion. What are some of your favorite memories?
Most of my memories deal with the personal life of the family. And, of course, being a unique position, the usher, I probably had an opportunity to meet and deal with every major head of state in the world that came to the White House. And there aren't many people can say that. The ability that I had and the history that I was able to see were just unbelievable. Everything from signing of major non-proliferation treaties, to state dinners, to individual family activities. Certainly the major event of my years there is when President Reagan had General Secretary Gorbachev come to the White House and they signed a nuclear arms treaty, and they spoke to the world, talked about the relationship between the United States and the USSR. I was one of the very few people that were in that room at the time, and I still to this day believe that that was actually but the thawing of the Cold War, with the fireplace going and watching those two gentlemen stand and speak before the world.